Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The high point of last week's Republican convention? Vice President Mike Pence, discussing the nationwide protests against police killings, praised a federal officer who, he said, was shot and killed during the riots in Oakland, California. To understand why that was so interesting, let's talk about movies. The most important film of 1984 was not Ghostbusters or Indiana Jones. It was Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. That low-budget stinker won no Oscars, but its legacy lives on, and not in a good way. A right-wing militia group was somehow inspired by the movie to call itself the Boogaloo Boys. For other obscure reasons, they wear Hawaiian shirts. They arrive in body armor and floral prints to confront Black Lives Matter protesters, and sometimes kill them. Armed militias have shown up at more than 500 protests. Usually they just heckle, but they've also driven cars into crowds at least 38 times, assaulted 64 people, shot 9, killed 5. Only one militia member has died, shot the other night while taunting a crowd in Portland, Oregon. The officer Mike Pence mentioned, killed not by a demonstrator, but by a Boogaloo boy. The Boogaloos are one of many right-wing militias. There's also the Proud Boys, the Adam Waffen, the Oath Keepers, also a bunch of lone wolf wannabes. Among those is Kyle Rittenhouse. In Kenosha, Wisconsin last week, he boogalooed 3 demonstrators with his assault rifle, killing 2. The scary thing is that Rittenhouse and his militia friends are going mainstream. They're all over social media, talking up what they hope to be the coming race war. The FBI says militias have infiltrated police departments around the country. That may explain why members are rarely arrested. The really scary thing is how militias have become an arm of the Republican Party. Our president famously included them among the, quote, fine people at that fatal rally in Charlottesville 3 years ago. Other Republicans, plus the conservative press, now refer to them as patriots, keepers of public order. They're trying to paint Kyle Rittenhouse as a hero. Why would a major political party embrace armed extremists? Maybe to help make the election all about law and order. Or maybe our president thinks he might need some muscle to create chaos if he loses the vote. Now, that's one boogaloo you don't want to see. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.